Okay, talking to Jalen Dunlap. So, last year was probably a little frustrating, the injuries and this and that. You ended up, I guess, taking a medical red shirt. So, get another sophomore year. Do you feel healthy this spring? How are all the injuries?
Yes, I feel 100%.
Yeah?
Healthy, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
And do you think it allowed, I remember, I think I talked to you even in Rantoul the first year, and you were talking about the program they had you on, trying to bulk up, trying to, you know,
yeah,
put a little weight on this and that. You think you're where you want to be strength-wise now?
Yeah, going into my sophomore year, I feel way stronger than last year going into my sophomore year around this time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was out with a shoulder injury, so I wasn't really able to go through winter conditioning,
mm-hmm,
for the sophomore campaign. But this year I was able to, so yes, I feel like I'm going in the right direction.
Yeah.
Still feel like I need to get stronger, but I definitely feel like I'm bigger and better than last year this time.
How do you feel about the corners as a whole? You, Viangelo, Eaton, everybody. I know Darius is out, you know, with an injury this spring, but how do you feel about the corners?
I feel the corners we experienced. You know, we played a lot of games. You know, and that's gonna help. That's gonna allow us to play faster and play more like veterans. So I feel like it should be a good year for the corners, the whole defense as a whole, because we're older now. When I first got here, we had a lot of young guys.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like we're older now, and it's gonna allow us to make more plays and play faster.
Yeah, and you come from a pretty good high school program. Do you stay in touch? I mean, you guys won a state title, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So
yes, sir.
Do you stay in touch? I guess Lacon Treadwell played high school with you. You stay in touch with all those guys?
Yeah, I stay in touch with Lance, Lenore, Lacon Treadwell, Niles Morgan, all those guys. You know, even the guys that went to play for D2, the guys at Eastern Illinois. I stay in touch with all. This is a brotherhood. So,
yeah.
We all stay in touch.
Yeah. And so I would say this skirmish tonight, the defense probably outperformed the offense in a lot of ways. Did you guys take pride in that? That sideline was pretty fired up over there.
Yeah. The offense made a few plays too, but the defense, I think the defense definitely showed up. And I feel like we're going in the right direction. You know, we're older, so there's no excuses.
Do you think the fans will see a different defense this year, like a lot of improvement?
Yes, sir. Definitely. It's another year, you know, and we returning a lot of guys.
Yeah.
So I feel like you'll definitely see the juice out there.
Are you playing both sides, boundary and field?
Yes, sir.
Or are you learning one over the other, or what?
We all play both.
Uh-huh.
We all play. We Coach Banks wants us to learn both, so we all play both. So we know. Teams going fast, we're not gonna have time to get to the boundary, get to the field, so we just stick to one side and just play both.
Yeah, okay, well, good luck to you.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.